story time. So after World War One in Australia, you know, like that island over there?
Yeah.
Yeah. So after World War One, like all the soldiers from Australia, they were given land in Western Australia. And they started farming it, like, you know, as one does. And then all of a sudden, 20,000 emus start to invade.
Like Limu Emu?
Like Limu Emu. Like 20,000 Limu Emus.
Like what?
Like what? So they start eating all the crops, start knocking down fences, they're running around everywhere. And these soldiers, who are now farmers, they ask the government to help, because the emus are wreaking havoc. So the government, they send these, like, three guys with two machine guns.
Yay.
Two machine guns and 10,000 rounds. And they're like, okay, this is going to be easy. We're just going to mow down all these emus with two machine guns. But, so they went on this first ambush, and it just does not work. The emus, like, they run too fast. Emus are actually, like, really fast for some reason. They can't fly, though, I don't think.
No, they can't.
No, they can't fly. So, the first ambush just fails. The emus, they disperse, like, super easily. They just run away. So then they go again, but they put the machine guns on trucks. So they're driving around.
So it's like a tank.
Like, yeah, they made tanks. Like, Modern Warfare 2, campaign remastered, machine gun, back of the truck, just driving around the outback, mowing down emus. But guess what?
What?
That does not work either.
Because they're too fast.
Too fast.
And they know how to fly this time?
No, they still don't know how to fly. They should have learned, actually. But they actually realized there was, like, a leader emu. So this leader emu would, like, he'd make a plan and everyone would follow him. And the leader emu, like, saved all the emus. So those Australians with the machine guns, they killed only 200 out of the 20,000 emus.
Oh.
And they shot 2,500 rounds. Which also, I don't know why they were sent with 10,000 rounds if there was 20,000 emus. It's not even enough if you hit all your shots. Maybe so, some emus are okay.
So where are the emus now?
Well, about that. So these farmers, they had to deal with the emus on their own. The government literally admitted defeat against their war with the emus. The Australian government lost to a bunch of emus in a war. That's why this is called the Emu War. So these emus are still around the farmers, just tearing down their fences, eating all the crops, stepping on it. And so the farmers are left to basically handle them on their own. And you know farmers, they have guns. Maybe not in Australia, actually.
Like shotguns.
Yeah. Maybe like post-World War One, you could have guns in Australia. I don't know. But the Australian government actually made a bounty system for emus. So, like, you'd get, like, each emu you killed, you get a bounty. Like, you, like, take your emu into the government office. Here's my emu. Give me money.
Oh.
That's pretty much it.
See. Aren't they, like, really heavy, though?
They probably are. But, you know, World War One soldiers, they're strong.
Yeah.
So, yeah, what do you think about the emu war?
Interesting.
I think it's pretty silly.
Interesting.
Is that real? So,
yeah, it's real. Australia. We don't know what happens in Australia anymore.
Yeah.
If we were in America, like if 20,000 emus came to America, we would just like drop a bomb on them.
Yeah.
Or like Iron Dome.
Because we're overpowered.
We are overpowered. Like, I think Russia still has like more nukes than us, but our nukes are so much better.
If they went to, like, North Korea, they, like, couldn't get out.
Yeah. You think North Korea, would they, like, capture them and just make them spies?
Yeah.
Or, like, they'll probably eat them.
That's what birds are. That's what birds are, spies.
Think birds aren't real?
Yeah, they charge on the...
North Korea capture them and they, like, put cameras in their eyes.
From North Korea?
Yeah. They charge on the wires.
Yeah.
Oh, so the they work...
Yeah, they work for them. That's why they always meet up on the wires. They charge.
Yeah.
They're having, like, group meetings.
So they were... Cameras. So you're saying birds were originally real, and then North Korea captured them?
Yes.
Like, so did they have to capture every single bird?
No, probably, like, all the birds in North Korea.
Yeah. They just, like, put them in a big cage.
And they sent them up to America so they could spy on us.
Yeah. So are all birds spies? Or no, some of them? Okay. Can, like, spy birds and normal birds mate?
No. They just make a robot. Hasn't happened yet. So.
Okay.
What could happen in the next 10 years? Who knows?
Next 10 years are going to be crazy. All right. That brings us into our tier list. So we're going to rank these. Let's see, we got five. These five Pixar movies.
Ooh.
Without knowing what's coming next.
Okay.
Number one, Cars.
Who goes first?
Cars 1.
We're both going.
You guys have to decide.
That's like four.
Yeah.
Four. Cars out of four?
Yeah.
Wow, four out of five.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Four. Okay. Number two. We have Planes.
Oh, five.
Five?
I've never seen that movie.
Yeah,
you've five. Never seen Planes?
No. I've never seen Planes.
Five.
All right. So you have one, two, and three left.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next one. Toy Story.
That's
one.
Two.
Two?
Yeah.
All right. You have slots one and three left. Right now, you're at Toy Story at two, Cars at three, Planes at, or Cars at four, Planes at five. Inside Out.
Three.
Okay, this next one has
better
to
than
be
Cars. Way better.
This next one has to be number one.
Last one is number one. And guess what you left for it?
What?
Monsters, Inc.
I'm happy with that. That's
you happy with that list?
Yeah, that's
that,
number one.
I feel like it should have been number two, and Toy Story should have been number one.
No, Monsters, Inc. is number one.
Mm.
How's Cars 4?
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't understand it.
What?
I don't understand it.
You don't understand the Pixar movie.
Cars and Planes are, like, the same.
They're in the same world. Like, in Planes, like, you can see the cars. Like, you know?
Yeah. You can see, like, Lightning McQueen.
He
might be in there somewhere. The only person that makes Cars good is Tow Mater.
You kind of remind me of Tow Mater.
Thanks.
Can you walk backwards?
Yeah.
You good?
Yeah.
All right.
I'll get a tier list.
Monsters, Toy Story, Inside Out, Cars, Planes.
I'll give a tier list.
Oh, you can like rattle one off the top of your head? Yeah. I had mine planned.
I got one.
All right. What's the category?
Cookies.
Cookies. Okay.
Okay, there's five, and then your first one is Snickerdoodle.
Three.
I think, okay, so like a really good, warm, soft, chewy Snickerdoodle.
Three.
That's like a good cookie, like a solid two. Mm-hmm. But an average Snickerdoodle?
That's like a three.
Feel like if you could go like between a three and a four, like a 3.5.
Yeah.
I'd put it there. But I think, you know, let's set the basis at three. Let's go three.
Okay, next one is Crunchy Chips Ahoy.
Crunchy Chips Ahoy.
Like hard
Ahoy.
Oh, that's yeah. Four. That's four. Four.
I feel like Crunchy Chips Ahoy is like for road trips, you know?
Yeah, so four. Because like two has to be the chewy one, and then one like...
But we don't know what's next.
But like, but the chew the.
You think Chewy's better than Crunchy?
Yeah. So like that. So Crunchy can't go on two or one.
Chips Ahoy with milk though.
No, just regular.
Do we get milk with any?
It's
of these?
Just regular.
No, just
plain.
The cookie.
Just plain.
I'll agree with four.
Next one, regular chocolate chip cookie.
Who's making this cookie? Is it like my sister or like my grandma
or my mom
or
my
your guys' mom?
My mom.
Your mom. Your mom makes some fire chocolate chip cookies. I can't think of anything that would beat that.
The double chunk chocolate cookie would beat that.
Double chunk chocolate chunky. Double chunk chocolate chunky.
We're going two. We're going two.
It's not that good.
We're going two.
No, we're going one.
Fine.
Your mom's cookies at number one.
Okay, fine. Okay,
I'm not biased.
You have one, three, and four.
No, we just
we
did
have
one.
One, five.
Yeah. No.
Right?
Yeah, we have one and five.
No, we one. Have... No, we have...
Two and five left.
Yeah, two and five.
So you have one, three, and four done.
Two and five. Two and five.
Next one is Oreo. Regular classic Oreo.
Two.
Two. Lock it in.
At number five.
Is an Oreo even a cookie?
Yeah. It's like a sandwich cookie.
Sandwich cookie. So your guy's number five is Chewy Chips Ahoy.
I knew he'd do
they're,
that.
They're not that good. They're
yes, they are. They're that. Better than the crunchy ones.
Yes, they are. He definitely did not. He just definitely thought of that. When
the well, yeah, you didn't have them, like, pre-planned, so, like, you, like, you faked
it. See, I knew you were going to say Chewy Chips Ahoy. That's why I said we shouldn't put the crunchy ones.
Oh, yeah, you knew all along.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Give me a hot take, Ryan.
Okay. Michael Jordan is the GOAT.
Alright, I know everyone says this, but Michael Jordan would not survive in today's league.
What?
LeBron.
You think, like, Michael Jordan would go up against Nikola Jokic or, like, Luka Doncic and freaking...
Yes. You know who he played
really?
Against? You know who he played?
Who?
Shaq. Kobe. Larry Bird.
The Larry Bird friggin' my grandpa
guard
the
Shaq,
Y.
Though. He didn't guard
yeah,
Shaq.
Yeah, against him when he drove in the paint. Who do you think was there? Shaq.
Who do you think he shot.
But he didn't guard him on defense.
He defended his shot, though. Who do you think was in the paint when he was trying to go for a layup?
Shaq.
John Stockton.
Yeah, who do you think is in the paint now?
Jokic, Wemby, Joel Embiid.
Exactly. 7'4".
It's fine. He can get around them. Let's look at his stats real quick. Regular season stats. Regular season stats. Michael Jordan, 30 points per game. LeBron James, 27.
Oh, shoot.
3-point difference.
Shoot. Average height of a center. From when did Jordan play?
Like
90s. 80s, 90s. It's got to be under 6'10". Now, I
6'11 is a center.
Yeah, I bet average center now is at least 6'11".
Yeah.
I might be way off, but...
LeBron James actually passes the ball.
Assists.
Yeah, do assists.
I don't know. Yeah, his is higher by 2. It is higher. 5.3
instead of 4. LeBron James is better at defense.
Defense?
I don't watch basketball, so I don't even know.
All defense, MJ has 9. LeBron has 6. All
right, Aiden, give me your hot take.
A hot dog is a sandwich.
A hot dog is not a sandwich.
Yes, it is.
There's no way.
It's bread, meat, and then bread.
How many pieces of bread?
It could be 2.
No.
I split mine in half.
Yeah, that's changing it. But, like, as a hot dog comes, it's not a hot dog anymore once you break the bread.
Okay. What's a hot dog then?
A hot dog is a sausage-like piece of meat in a bun. What? And that bun is one piece of bread.
So you say, hey, Mom, can we go get a sandwich? And you
eat. You get a hot dog?
Yeah, hot dog's a sandwich.
Do you... Okay, so you go to, let's see, like, Indianapolis
King.
Indians.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay? You get a hot dog, you know? You know, you got those mustard squeezes and the ketchup and the relish and the onions and the Dijon mustard, the topping station, right? You do that with a hamburger or with a sandwich?
You add sauce on a sandwich.
Comes with it.
No.
Yeah.
I would do this with a hamburger, though. I'll put, like, ketchup and, like...
All right, maybe that was a bad example.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay, I have another
one. But still, no. Name me another sandwich that has one piece of bread.
If you can make a sandwich with one piece of bread...
Like, name me one.
A regular sandwich.
What?
You can just fold it in half.
No one does that, though. That's like your kindergarten PB&J.
If you go up in line at a baseball game and say, can I get a sandwich? They'll bring
you
a
called
hot dog.
Someone dog.
Someone gives you a...
Oh, he just said you called a hot dog.
No, but it is a sandwich.
So why wouldn't they call
it
a sandwich?
Yeah, like, okay.
So you call a pea and peanut butter...
Do you say, can I get a hot dog sandwich?
Do you say, can I get a peanut butter and jelly, or do you say, can I get a sandwich?
Can I get a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
You don't say hamburger sandwich, though. Hamburger sandwich.
Well, it's just like common sense, though.
Do you think cereal is a soup?
No. Soup has to be hot.
Cereal is... There are soups that are served cold.
Yeah. I think it's soup hot, though. Like, if I hear soup,
yeah.
I think like hot.
But I don't think that's the determining factor.
Or, no, it has to have, like, broth. I mean, milk's not broth.
Well, I think milk is
a liquid with stuff inside it.
You think
I think, okay.
Soup.
So I think it being hot can't be, like, the determining factor. Because there's soups that are served cold. I can't think of one right now, but I know there are one.
At, like, hibachi restaurants.
That's not served cold, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. But I think soup is something the ingredients are combined together over a long period of time. You know? You know? Mm-hmm. But like cereal, you have two distinct parts. You have the cereal and the milk. But a soup, it's everything's together. It's a medley. It's symphony.
Lucky Charms has marshmallows, stuff,
but they're,
and milk.
But they're very distinct parts. It's the cereal and then the water. Or the water, the milk.
Yeah. Have you ever had water with cereal?
Yeah.
I haven't tried it.
It's gross.
Yeah, I'd imagine. And my hot take. Instagram Reels is better than TikTok.
I don't know.
No, my Instagram Reels, people getting hit by cars.
You don't like that? What's your TikTok? Thirst traps?
No, it's just like, I don't even know. Let's see my first three.
Okay, if there's a thirst trap in your first three scrolls, you have to go run shirtless and jump in the snow.
That's a thirst trap.
No, it's not.
It's a male thirst trap. It doesn't count.
Okay.
It's a live stream.
That doesn't count as a scroll.
Two.
Peyton Manning at it? Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's a Peyton Manning at it.
Three.
That doesn't count.
Three.
Okay. Chocolate bread recipe.
Thirst trap! Thirst trap!
That's not a thirst
Beer
trap.
Pick. That's a thirst trap.
It's not a thirst trap.
That is a thirst trap.
No, it's not.
It's a girl in a crop top mirror pick. That was a thirst trap.
That was the fourth one, though.
Did you like her?
No.
Really?
No.
Are you gay?
No. She had a boyfriend. She was going to school.
Oh, actually?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay.
We're talking about if Instagram Reels is better than TikTok, guys.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let me give you my case. So, Instagram Reels, it is so tailored to you, even more than TikTok. You know, so you know TikTok algorithm knows everything about you. But the freaking your For You page, it's not even that tailored towards you. It's just the general trends. But on Instagram Reels, I get baseball videos. I get disc golf videos.
I can argue that because I'm starting to get into photography, right? So I've been watching photography videos and liking them. After I liked about, like, 10 videos, all that popped up on my For You page was just cameras.
On TikTok?
Yeah, there were just cameras.
That's how it is with YouTube Shorts, too.
Well, YouTube Shorts.
I also haven't used TikTok.
Also, Instagram, you can't even pause the video. You just, like, hold it down. Like, there's no pause.
Yeah, what, you can't hold your finger down?
It's annoying. Like, and when you try to touch it to pause it, it mutes.
Yeah,
it.
I do agree with that, actually.
And, like, whenever you, like, swipe down and try to come back up, it, like, starts the video, like, halfway. Like, you have to, like, wait 5 seconds and then go back up if you want to restart the video.
So you think, like, the UI is better on TikTok?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We gave you our hot takes. Now, some fun facts. Start us off again, Ryan.
Okay, here we go. Did you know that a shrimp's heart is in his head?
What?
What part of a shrimp is its head?
What about it?
Like I think of like a shrimp cocktail.
Like is it I just think the shrimp end? Is just the head.
Yeah, it's where it's. Well, you don't eat it with its eyes, but like it's just. I don't know where like it.
The rounded part, the opposite side of the
entire thing is rounded.
I think they cut it off before you eat it.
Yeah, you know what like a live shrimp looks like.
Yeah, it's like gray.
But it didn't know that it's in there because it protects the essential organs.
Wait, what's in its heart? Heart. Is in its head?
Yeah. Because it protects the
heart
organs.
Has the organs in it?
No, this
you're,
is
the
this,
head protects the essential
this
organs?
This is what I wrote down. A shrimp's heart is in its head. It protects the essential organs and the most secure part of the shrimp's body. So the head's the most secure part. So like, so that the like, it's just protects it. So like, let's think of an example. So like, that's why your brain, I don't know what I'm trying to say, but.
You never do.
Yeah. It's like.
Okay, just stop.
Alright. Aiden, give me a fun fact.
Okay, the shortest player ever in the NBA, Muggsy Bogues, was the first round pick.
How tall was he?
5'3".
5'3"?
And he could also dunk.
He could dunk?
Yeah.
How tall is an NBA hoop? 10 feet?
Yeah. And the average player is like 6'2".
He's 5'3". His reach is what? Probably like a little over 7 feet?
Yeah.
Or like, if that.
A little over 6 feet, maybe.
So yeah, had to have like a 40-inch vert, right?
Yeah.
At least.
Uh-huh.
That's insane. How do you shoot, though? Like, because if someone's guarding you, that's like 6'7". Don't say it. They can stand so far back. Did he shoot threes or did he
like... probably just like, I don't know. Well, he passed.
I mean, you're pretty short. What do you do when you're playing against tall people?
Pass it down low.
He is, his vertical is a 44-inch vertical.
44-inch vertical?
Mine's like a 4-inch vertical.
You could like walk under his vertical.
Probably. Yeah. Well, he probably can't jump like that anymore.
It probably help.
Because he also blocked 39 shots in his career.
Oh.
Imagine getting your shot blocked by Muggsy Bones. Muggsy Bones. Nice. All right. So now, some current events.
What is up with these plane crashes?
That's what I'm saying.
We had, there was one just like, was it yesterday or the day before? The Delta plane in like Canada that flipped upside down.
I know. And people still survived.
Yeah, I don't think anyone died.
There was actually 8 that died.
And the one that flipped upside down?
That's what I saw.
I don't know about that. There was one in Philadelphia. Did you see the video of that one? It came down like a missile.
And the whole sky was like lit up.
Yeah, it looked like a airstrike.
Yeah.
There was one in the Middle East, maybe, like, they said it was a bird strike that affected the landing gear. So it had to land on the plane's belly, and it slid to the end of the runway, off the end. There was, like, a concrete barrier, and it just disintegrated, and everyone died on it. And it was a lot of people. I think it was over 100. It was, like, a commercial
thing. What about the one where the little kid just got, like, a treatment and flying back home.
That's what you're talking about.
That was the Philadelphia one, I think.
Well, the Delta one was going 40 miles per hour towards the ground. 21 people got injured, but no one died.
Whoa. And then there was the one in D.C. that landed in the Potomac. The helicopter ran into the plane. This was all within, like, the past, what, month?
Did you see the thing where the guy got swallowed by a whale?
Jonah?
No. What?
Jonah?
And like,
from the
it
Bible?
Was, no. Like, it was just recent. A guy got swallowed by a whale and he got spit back out. He was kayaking with his dad.
Did not see that.
It was in, like...
Where'd you see this on?
The news.
You watch the news?
No, our aunt showed me.
Aunt Cece?
No, Debbie.
Oh, Aunt Debbie.
But it was scary. And then he just gone with his dad kayak like nothing happened.
There's video of it?
Yeah. So what? You can search it up.
The fumes inside of like a whale's stomach have gotta be crazy.
There's a bunch of like acid in there.
Yeah. Like I don't...
I would probably pass out.
He literally lived... You know the story of Jonah?
Yeah, he lives in a whale.
You didn't know that because you were like, Jonah, what?
You actually like, Jonah?
Jonah.
That's scary though. Getting swallowed by a whale.
Was it?
That sounds like fun.
He could have easily...
Sounds like fun?
He could have... No, he spit him out because...
His tongue is probably like the slide.
The whale's...
How big is a whale's blowhole?
Pretty big.
The whale spit him out because the whales like don't eat meat or something. I don't know.
Vegan whale?
If the
whale's... They have like baleen, right? I actually have whale baleen.
If the whale's heart is like 2,000 tons. 2,000
what,
pounds.
What, like 4 million pounds?
Imagine how big its stomach is.
I mean, yeah, it might be pretty spacious. I mean, I guess it depends what type of whale.
It was a humpback.
It was a humpback.
Was it a sperm whale?
He just said it was a humpback. What are you drawing over there? Are those Among Us characters?
No, I'm just scribbling on my paper.
All right. I think... Would you rather be swallowed by a whale or a shark?
A whale.
No, like saying you survived. Like, you know you're going to survive.
Whale, because it's bigger.
And the shark's teeth.
Yeah.
Okay, let's say you know you're going to survive unharmed.
Whale.
Why? Because they're bigger.
Bigger space.
But, like, you can see you got swallowed by a shark.
My whale's cooler, though.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. You think being swallowed by a whale is cooler than being swallowed by a shark?
A shark is, like, this wide. That would be, like, zero space. So, I mean,
there's a lot of different species of sharks. There's, like, bigger ones.
Yeah, but, like, a whale shark, though.
Best of both worlds.
Those are huge.
I'm pretty sure they're, like, actually really friendly to, like, scuba divers and stuff. Yeah. I want to see. I've been in the ocean a couple times. I haven't seen a whale. I've seen dolphins like jumping. It's so crazy that dolphins are real.
Yeah.
Like, and you can just go see them like jumping out on the horizon.
Mm-hmm. Like those boat rides where you just like ride with dolphins.
That was pretty cool. All
right, Aiden, finish us off with some hopecore.
Okay, so this one is kind of hopeful. Or hopecore. Yep.
Give us some hope for the future of our world.
So this dad was at an MLB game, and he was catching foul balls, and he was handing them out to kids, like, the whole game.
Nice. Yeah. Like kids' day.
Mm-hmm.
Catching a baseball at a baseball game.
You couldn't remember just... that one time where that guy robbed
him. All right, there's video of that, too. They posted it to their Instagram, Indians.
Go check it out, guys.
Indians and, Instagram.
And then Aiden, I could have freaking...
Yeah, but I took it from you.
I threw it to you and I got...
But like, imagine... But
there's no better feeling than catching a baseball at a baseball game.
Those kids probably got so mad and then the dad just gave it to them, so they probably just got happy.
Yeah. Do you think, okay, if you were a dad and you took your kid to a baseball game, and then some other dad gives your kid a baseball, would you feel like you failed as a dad?
Yes. Yeah.
Like you're a cuck dad.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there's some hope for our generation and the future of this world. Peace.